Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victory against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are, why we're not marching in the streets.
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
And the Federal Reserve. And the fractional banking system.
And the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. And the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You, the people, have the power. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, let us all unite!
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rather than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Okay, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson here, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. All right, it's 6:09 p.m. on the East Coast here. I'm broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. Not too many people on the phone lines tonight. Where is everybody? What's the matter? What's going on here? I know I didn't advertise the show, but I know Mike out in Wisconsin sent me a text message. He said he was going to try to make it on tonight. He asked me if there was a show. I actually wasn't going to do a show tonight. I didn't have anything special planned. And usually when I do that, you know, it's, you know, I wing it. So maybe I should advertise the show. I don't know. But I think I got to start booking some guests here once in a while. Again, we haven't had a guest on the show in a while. I mean, we've had our usual call-ins and people we call up or, you know, whatnot, our usual moderators that come on and debate us and whatnot. But we got to you know, start putting a little more out there. We got to start maybe getting something special going here maybe once a week. And don't forget, I'm going to have the sports show coming up next week, actually. The sports show is going to start up Friday night. You pick them. That's going to be the title of the show. All you got to do is type in my name. You'll find it. It's going to be on Friday night, the sports show, actually. And the first one is the most important sports show that you need to listen to, folks. That is the most important show because that's the night you have to enter your football picks for the $500 cash giveaway. All right? That's the most important, because you can't call in 3 weeks later and say, oh, I want to get in. No, you have to do it in week one. I've been advertising it for 6 months now. Just, hey, even if you don't watch football, pick two teams and give it a shot. I'm going to let you know, it's pretty difficult. We had about 150 people do their picks last year. That's when I was on the Idiot Show, the Freedom for Stupid Network. That's the Captain Show. The idiot, the captain, because that's what he is, an idiot. We actually got about 150 people on that entered the bets. Nobody even came close. Nobody even came close to winning the bet. So, hey, you know, it's like playing the lotto. You know, the chances are I'd like to get the odds on that, what the chances are of picking two teams that will actually play in the Super Bowl. From week one, you know, week one, you got to make the pick. And then you don't forget, you've got 16 regular season games and then the playoffs. So if you could pick out of 32 teams, which two teams will be there at the end, that's pretty damn good. So, but chances are you're not going to be able to. Because most people will go with the team that they like, who they want to win, instead of going with the team that will most likely win. So therefore, that's why it's so hard to pick them. Like me, I'm going to pick the Dallas Cowboys. Chances are they're not going to be there, so that'll knock me out of the box. You know, I mean, I came close last year picking the AFC team. Everyone thought for sure Cincinnati was going to give it a run, and they didn't. So it's hard. It's hard. It's very difficult, but it's exciting. And then, of course, every Friday we're going to be doing the picks. You know, I'm going to have my co-hosts on, and we're going to do some picks. Hopefully Jason will be joining me, my brother Jason. Hopefully he'll be on here and Friday night. And, you know, we'll be analyzing the picks, and we're going to have a little side bets here and there and make it exciting. You know, hey, what's wrong with that? You know, hey, what's $50? You know, have a little fun, you know. But anyway, Blog Talk Radio apparently likes giving money away. I don't know. They sent money to somebody I know. So I don't know if that has to do with this radio show, if it's from my revenue that I'm bringing in, but I'm going to have to talk to some people here that I know you're listening tonight. I need to talk to you about that. I don't know if it's a scam or what, but they sent to their PayPal account, and I know PayPal, you have to be careful. So I'll explain all that. I don't know if there's some people out there listening right now that are scamming or trying to run a scam. But I'll get into that with somebody you know who I'm talking. You know who you are that I'm directing this to. I'll call you after the show to discuss that. I hope Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I hope you're doing well and you're doing good. And like I said, I don't know what's going on with Mike. He's very evasive. You send him a text message on the phone and he doesn't reply for weeks. Granted, he's in rehab. But, you know, hey, I'm sure he's got that phone near him. He's got to use it sometime. So, you know, how about letting people know how things are going, you know? I mean, he's also got a wife there that's very capable of letting us know what's going on. And I know he listens in archive, you know, once in a while, Mike. And, you know, but I'm just saying, Mike, you got to let your family know what's going on. I don't want to hear it third hand. You know, I mean, your dad tries to let everyone know what's going on. He calls me, but you know, you got to let us know what the deal is, you know, and because everyone's in the not knowing section. So I just wanted to put that out there. So hopefully Mike, you know, and your wife, Melody, she doesn't need to be shy. She knows how to use a telephone. You know, come on now. Let us know what's going on. You know, people don't, you know, when people wonder, it creates stress. When you don't know something or know what's going on, and you care about that person and you care how their well-being is, and you don't know, and especially if you're being evasive somehow, it puts stress on others. You know, we would like to know how your medical treatment is and how it's going. We'd like to know how rehab is going for you. I mean, you know, that's important to some of us out here. But Joe in Sebastian, Florida, he keeps me updated. He tries to do a good job at that. I know he's got his own personal problems. You know, he's got his own things going on. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there because I know a lot of people listen in the archive. So, you know, but again, to refresh, I know, Mike, you want to participate in the football show. Remember, $500, man, $500. So if you missed the beginning of the program here tonight, I went over that a little bit. I saw about four numbers pop up on the screen here. One of them I do recognize, three I don't. So, $500 cash giveaway. Listen, look up my sports show, enter your picks, the first week one. Even if you don't like football, you hate it, just what the heck, you know? Well, someone's already typing in the chat room, Dolphins and Steelers. Well, Dolphins and Steelers, they play in the same division, so you got to pick Dolphins or Steelers. See, there's AFC and NFC. So you got to pick one team from the NFC and one from the AFC. But anyway, we're not doing that tonight. We're not picking teams. We're doing that on the sports show, my sports show, Friday night. You pick them, and we'll be doing Friday night picks. So it's going to be great. Hopefully Brother Mercy will keep his word and be my co-host, and Jason will be my other co-host, and we can have a good panel because, you know, I was on that jerk show last year, the captain, the jerk. That's what he is, a jerk, idiot, the captain. They call him the captain. That's what he calls himself, so I'll go ahead and call him that. But he's a captain of nothing. And he's on the Freedom for All network, so Freedom for Stupid Idiots, I guess. Him and his three listeners, you know, him and his mother and some other weirdo, I guess, he has that listens to him. Captain of Paddleboat Lane. Let me just type in the chat room. Captain of Paddleboat Lane. There you go. It's like Talk Real Stupid with T-Bone there. T-Bone Thompson. T-Bone. I call him T-Bone. T-Bone Thompson. Talk Real Stupid, you know. They say Talk Real Solutions. What solutions do they offer? None whatsoever except division, hate, and controversy. That's what they offer. But anyway, getting into the show here, I don't really have a particular topic here that I wanted to talk about. And for the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to get Dr. Peter Ventura on, and I know some people shun at that because he's controversial. But hey. You know, all I got to say is, like, the last show I did, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, and I'm going to keep reaffirming that, and they should be brought up on charges for a lot of things that they do and perpetrate. Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. They're hateful. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible organization. And again, before I bring on Dr. Peter Venturi, I've been trying to the last couple shows, but I was bombarded with so many calls last show, I wasn't able to get him on. So, let's see, I don't have any callers right now. So before I do get Dr. Peter Ventura on and open up the phone lines, I just want to say, reiterate for new callers that are calling in, there's a couple more that just buzzed in here. Let's see, and then a private caller. That might be Mike, the private caller that I see. I do recognize another number here on the screen. So, yeah, maybe everyone's hung over from the fake fight last night. Anyone see that Merriweather and McGregor fight? That fake fight? Huh? Was that rigged or not? Wasn't that a rigged job? Oh, my Lord. You know, is all sports really rigged? And, again, I'm going back to the $500 cash giveaway, you know, with my football show that's coming up next week. like I said, the first night, you've got to call in the first show. I'm getting messages here on Facebook. When can I get my picks? No, now, no. You have to enter your picks the first show, the week before week one starts. You can't enter your picks a week two or week three, so you need to call me on my sports show next week on Friday night, and enter your picks. 500, pick the two teams that will play in the Super Bowl. So that's the name of the game there. So, guys, that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun this year. All right, I don't want to keep talking about sports here because I'm just advertising it because it's me. But let's get back to, Dr. Peter Ventura. And we also talked about Mike, my uncle out in Wisconsin, his health. And just to reiterate, hopefully my grandmother up there in Connecticut is doing well with the private nurses that are in there taking care of her. Hopefully that's going well. And before I do get to callers, I got to bring Dr. Peter Ventura on, okay? I really do. Hopefully he's available because he kind of yelled at me. He says, I was available and you didn't call me. So, but unless someone has something they want to say, a couple other people out here that I'm pointing to here, you could do that. And I'll put you on before I bring Dr. Peter Ventura on. But let's pull his number up here. Let's get his number up here and let's get him called and see if he's available to talk here for a little bit. All right. Okay, let's give it a shot here. All right. Just be patient, everybody, please. Hopefully I don't get a voicemail. Come on, answer the phone. Where the heck could you be? You're 3 hours behind me, and I know you ain't in church. It's 3:00 in the afternoon. Come on, Dr. Ventura. Hello? Nope. He tells me to call him, and then he don't answer the damn phone. This is cell phones. This is what we do in America. This is what we do. Oh, Lord. Come on. He's probably on the phone yakking. Call not answered. Okay. All right, we'll try back in a few more minutes. I do have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and get to the caller here real quick. And then I'll continue talking after this caller, I guess, unless we got some new information that comes across the board. Like I said, we don't have anything special scheduled for tonight. We're just kind of talking away here. All right, go ahead, Melicon 302. Go ahead, Melicon. Go ahead, talk. What's on your mind tonight?
Those that was last is first, and those that are first are last, based on the times in which we live, or the signs of time, and this in the archives between Joe Gibson, my brother, of the People's Revolution, who said in his archives that he don't have a lot to talk about. And I know that most of the time you'll talk to Tone or the great Dr. Ventura or Joe Sebastian, or you'll talk to some other people, but never has this time warranted the mighty Red, Black, and Green in the Pan-African Intelligence Network in 2017 and the People's Bloodless Revolution. So it's a good thing that the good doctor, is not available. Now it's time for the people to get a taste of this thing that we call freedom, justice, and independence.
I saw your number. Hey, Malik, I saw your number. That's why I figured, let me try getting them on now. Maybe we can get you two back there talking to each other and,
Joe.
Certain things.
No, Joe. This is between me and you. Because I've been teased and talked real stupid with Renee the Treacherous. And Renee Black, don't you ever deny the Pan-African Intelligence Network in you, Tyrone. Don't you lie wrong? Don't you never, including Trash Jesus the Sinister. I have been
saying. Oh, they're listening. They're listening. Trust me.
I know. Because the Confederate flag and the symbols that's going around, this is why the red, black, green got to divinely intervene. And isn't it extraordinary that no one can intervene between you and me? Because here's what I want to prove. And a lot of people say I'll be too serious. But I know we grown-ups here. I know we say some words, actions, and deeds that we don't like. But I want to use a nursery rhyme and put it in the context of bestiality, same-sex marriage, Adam and Steve, and Mary and Eve. TRS, talk real stupid. Joe Gibson, my brother, you've never heard this nursery rhyme like this. Everyone heard of Humpty Dumpty that sat on the wall. You know how to recite
okay.
that, right? Now, I want y'all to put it into the context of what our children are being exposed to now. And the nursery rhyme, only I, Tyrone, Renee, or Trash Jesus Sinister, or Joe Sebastian Florida, or Tone, or Dr. Peter Ventura, only I can quote this nursery rhyme as it relates to same-sex marriage, as it relates to strippers, prostitutes, crack mothers. Listen to this nursery rhyme. And only I can explain what I just said. And I want y'all as people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, look at your own circumstances, not Conor McGregor or not Money Team Mayweather. And that was the greatest spectacle ever in sports. Now, listen to this nursery rhyme and put it in the equation of what we're all experiencing. Humpty Dumpty sat on a rock. Little Bo Peep was sucking his cock. When she tasted, listen, when she tasted the taste of his cum, she began to weep because she realized Humpty was fucking her sheep. Little Bo Peep realized that Humpty Dumpty was not only using her as a crack mother, prostitute, or stripper, or a working class mother on the planet. Little Bo Peep that realized that same-sex marriage, bestiality. Little Bo Peep realized that Humpty Dumpty, by the taste of his cum, that Humpty Dumpty was fucking her sheep. Now, that's a nursery rhyme. Put it in the context of the nursery rhyme that we've all been programmed to and look at the experience of all.
That's a nursery rhyme. Now, hang on. Let me ask you a question. Now, that's a nursery rhyme that the only reason why I let you say it is because it's true. That's what these same-sex perverts and trans, the LGBTQ and all these disgusting, perverted people out there are teaching out there and what they're saying. I mean, it's disgusting how what they do. And I was listening to somebody. I'm just interjecting here. Don't worry. You can continue talking. It's amazing that you bring this up because I was listening to Glenn Beck talk to a transvestite who was a man, became a woman, and then became a man again. Okay, and it's so disgusting. That this man even said it himself. He said, people don't understand the reason why people are not born this way. That is a total crock of crap. No homosexual is born that way. No person who practices bestiality is born that way. What it is you are traumatized as a child, either sexually abused or beaten as a child, or traumatized in some certain way that causes you to rebel or be unfamiliar with yourself. Like this guy, his grandparents used to dress him up as a little girl because they wanted him to become a little girl. And he became confused, and then later on his uncles and aunts molested him, okay? And he became all screwed up as a teenager and said, I'm not a man. I'm not a man anymore. So therefore, he went to a surgeon in Colorado in the 1980s and got his you-know-what cut off and became a woman. Now, this screwed him. Now, he glamorized with it. He said, wow, I'm a woman. And the euphoria was so great. And then he started becoming a man trapped in a woman's body. Now he's really screwed up. So now, all these years later, He's finally woken up, and I know you're not going to like this, what I'm going to say, but he found God, and he's decided to be a man. He's married now for 20 years. And the thing, the whole point of this is that this perversion that's being taught around the globe, like Talk Real Stupid, with like Renee there that you're talking about, Renee. Boring Renee. I call her Boring Renee. You ever listen to when she talks and she does those news clips? It's like, she talks and talks and you know.
Joe.
Go ahead, Melicon. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me I'm not responsible for what anyone, from Renee to you, tone or you know the times in which we live. I'm responsible not for Confederacy or the red, white, and blue. I'm responsible for the red, black, and green, and that is the Bloodless People's Revolution in 2017. Now, you bought in this thing that you would call, but here's where I want to draw the line. Bruce Jenner, Olympic, Greek, Roman, that Castellon champion. There is no beautiful woman of the year from George Washington, George Bush, Abraham Lincoln, the Kennedys, the Clintons, up until Barack Hussein Obama. So for Bruce Jenner, Bruce Jenner should never have won Woman of the Year based on black, brown, red, yellow, and white, Mexican, Puerto Rican women, old, young, crack mothers, prostitutes, and strippers, who's the beautiful, most beautiful women in America. How could a Greek woman on the Kellogg's boxes, Bruce Jenner, become Woman of the Year in 2013? You remember he won Woman of the Year with all these women who against each other? That is a positive offense because he's not a woman. Now, here's the second thing. Kris Kardashian, she's the boss of all bosses, the madam of all madams, because all her little prostitutes, including two little children from Bruce Jenner to Kris Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner had to become relevant again, but he had to fall in line with the norms of the Greek and Roman Empire because he was the gladiator in the thing. But his little prostitutes from Kim, from Chloe to any of the others, it was the two children that Bruce said, look, fuck, I ain't on the Wheaties and Kellogg's no more, but I see the same-sex marriage and Adam and Steve and Mary and Eve and Sally. All that's just a good thing now. So to make myself relevant, I got to take the power away from Kris Kardashian. She's the head of all brothels because all her daughters, they love black penis, except one, all of her daughters, and you know it too. That's why Bruce had to love black penis, and he had to become relevant again. But the truth that I'm saying to you is that the nursery rhyme, that I said that little Bo Peep realized that Humpty Dumpty was taking advantage of all the sheep. We are not black and white people. We are the wrong and right. And I'm telling you, the poem and nursery rhyme that was originally put forth by white people and white men, the same nursery rhyme that I said is the sheep. We are the sheeple. Divided we stand, together we all fall. We are the sheeple. So you
well,
can't
that's
bring
right.
your
but
Bible.
Melicon, hang on. What I'm trying to, but I know, I understand what you're saying, but again, the bestiality in these transvestites, these morphodites, that's what my great-grandmother used to call them, morphodites. That's what they are, okay? We got to call them LGBTQ, whatever. And again, you're quoting Talk Real Stupid and Renee Boring Thompson there. And they promote this. They promote this nonsense on their Blog Talk Radio show. But again, before we carry on, the phone lines are open. Anyone who wants to jump in, welcome BitBanker to the chat room back. You got kicked out there. I don't know why. You got welcome the guests. Welcome Bridget Pruitt to the chat room. And callers, if you want to jump into the conversation, all you got to do is press the number one. I don't screen calls. You're 100% live. I don't ask what you want to talk about like other jerks do on Blog Talk Radio. I don't. You're totally anonymous. Nobody sees your phone number. So all you got to do is press the number one, and you will be on. Now, again, his browser crashed. Okay, I know. See, I'm reading Facebook messages because we're live on Facebook, and I'm reading the chat room also while I'm talking. So, again, what you're saying, Malcolm, I agree with you totally 100% how this perversion. And it's just like these transvestites, they don't need to be in the military either. you know, and Tone disagreed with me. I don't know where Tone is tonight. He disagreed with me on that. Look, if you don't know if you're a man or a woman yet, you don't need to be picking up an M16 and fighting for nothing, okay? You need to go sit in a corner and figure out who the hell you are before, you know, I mean, this is just ridiculous. Ridiculous that these people, they make up a 0.5% of the country's population, but yet they make up 60% of the news media attention when a major issue comes up. You know, it's just ridiculous, ridiculous. These people are transvestites. That's a diversion. Keep our eye off.
It's a diversion because they are minority. They are minority, but they come from the Greek, Roman, European Empire of the Roman Catholic Church and the Queen and King of England. You got to know.
Very true. Yes.
And that is not the majority of us. The majority of people, the majority of Mexican people interact with Mexican people. The majority of Europeans interact with the majority of Africans interact. Now, we got this thing where we're going to integrate and we bring in concepts.
Right.
Now, these concepts are causing to divide and conquer, but that's the minority. The real minority is kill or be killed. Rape, pillage, and plunder and war on behalf of the commodities on planet Earth. So the bottom line is, it's not Adam and Steve and Mary and Eve. It's everybody who say they love the God or whatever that is. It's Adam and Eve. I'm not worried about what you women and men that's qualified to do what you do behind closed doors, but don't you dare try to teach black, brown, red, yellow, and white children to give each other oral sex and sodomize each other. And
I agree with you 100%. Oh, you are so correct. And this pisses me off, too. You're absolutely correct. You could do whatever you want behind closed doors. You're a free human being to do whatever you want. You have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of your own happiness any way you want. But don't you dare promote wrongness onto us, and especially our children. Our children.
Exactly.
Our children.
They are the majority.
Don't need to see this.
They are the majority, Joe. The book says that in the end times of the rule of the wicked, I believe that the children are our future. Let them point and guide the way. And I'm telling you, today's children, they will not relent to what the cardinals, bishops, the imams, the senators, those ministers, trash Jesus sinister or white Jesus tone, or what you so-called Moors or Hebrew Israelites. Y'all are the ones who's promoting that the elders can have sex with animals and the youngest virgins in your community. That's a goddamn crime,
they do.
And I will not
they
have
do.
It on my
you're
watch.
Absolutely correct. I agree with you 100%. And you said your age. You're in your 60s. You're older. You're a little older. You still got a lot of years kicking, I'm sure. But I'm not on your watch. Not on my watch either. And every listener tonight should be fighting against stuff like this. It's taught in our schools, hiddenly. It's taught. It's taught everywhere, and we need to stand up and fight against this.
They're showing
totally
our babies
disgusting.
How to use condoms and give each other oral sex, and that it's okay to have anal sex. They are teaching this shit. I'm serious. Ask the nuns.
The
nuns know about all the babies under the monasteries and what they had to induce under the cardinals and bishops.
All right, let me try bringing Dr. Ventura on one more time. Because he wants to be on the program, but he don't answer his damn phone. So I know you two disagree on 90% of the issues, but still, I'd like to get him on here because he has to be on here. If he answers the damn phone,
he got his own church. You know it's Sunday. You know these Wizards of Armageddon. They got their own church.
Oh yeah, it's Money Day. It's Money Day. Yep. Yeah.
And Tone, you was right. Tone, I agree with you over Dr. Ventura and Joe. And Sebastian Fuller, who said this guy, he don't want to talk a whole lot. I'm Malachi, Children of the Corn. And everybody got to know, Joe Gibson named me Malachi, the Children of the Corn, in 2017.
And he never not answers his phone. He's got money on the table someplace. I know these Baptist preachers. I know these Baptist preachers.
Wait, but hold on. Where's the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms expert? Where's he at?
Yeah, he's not answering.
Where's the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms expert? Where's he at? Confederate flag Joe Gibson? And I love the Confederate flag. Blacks fought for the Confederate flag just like blacks are fighting for the red, white, and blue in 2017. Who's the worst enemy?
There you go.
The blacks that's fighting for the red, white, and blue in 2017. You are the Black Hawks Klan. Don't tell me about somebody with some sheets over their head. Don't tell me about no separation.
I tried to get the Klan on the program. I tried, but every damn website they got is shut down by the government.
I'm going to tell you why. If the Ku Klux Klan, who marched anywhere in this country, the police, the state, the Air Force, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, those who are Klansmen under Kluxing, and you know that white people, they'll kill anybody that ain't white all over the planet. This shit is target practice, especially with the greatest technology. So look on the international level. You're not going to get no Ku Klux Klan that will come forth and say they're the number one terrorist to the United States of America and the rest of the world. But the police, they march step by step with the Klan, no matter where they march. And they don't come into Oakland. They don't come into Harlem and do their march. They say recruit, and they got a right to demonstration. But they have burned churches and killed people in 2014, 15, 16, and 17. That's why black people under the red, white, and blue, you are the worst than the Ku Klux Klan because you follow the Black Klux Klan. The king and the emperor has no clothes. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king men, all the king horses can never put Humpty together again. There will be no wall in the Americas, North, South, and Central America. I don't give a damn who sits on the throne, from Barack Obama to Donald Trump. There will be no wall in the Americas, the Ethiopian
empire. All right, Malcolm, I got another caller here that's been waiting a long time. Well, I consider it a long time. I don't like people waiting too long. It's a private caller, so I never know who they are. I don't know if it's going to be a crank caller. I don't know if it's going to be talk real stupid. I don't know if it's going to be my friend out in Wisconsin. I don't know, but I'm going to go ahead and connect them. All right, go ahead. Private caller, hello.
Yeah, what's being talked about on this show tonight? Is it the Confederate flag, Ku Klux Klan? What's going on? I haven't been listening that
long. We're talking about the enemies of the state, veterans of the red, white, and blue, veterans of TRS. Talk real stupid. And I know that Howard the Coward is on the lines, Joe, my brother of the revolution. This is the Black Klux Klansman. You know what's going on.
And that's right. Hang on, Malachi. But you see, I'm unlike Talk Real Stupid. I won't hang up on him. I'll challenge him to a conversation, and I'll prove him wrong and make them look
stupid.
He knows,
but, you know, Joe, my brother of the People's Revolution, he knows. So don't let him try to goad you into his...
Well, let's let him speak. Let's let him speak. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, I agree.
What?
Hello, you guys there.
Private caller.
Yeah, what's the subject?
You're welcome.
I hear a black man saying that he loves the Confederate flag and the Ku Klux Klan.
Absolutely. And you are Tyrone Thompson's rascal and minion. The subject is the enemy of freedom, justice, and total independence is the red, white, and blue, not the Confederate flag. Joe Gibson is my brother. You know that. I've said that several times to Tyrone Thompson, to Lorraine.
Could I have a chance to talk? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speak,
so don't
Malachi,
act dumb.
Let him speak.
Don't
let
dumb
speak,
down
Malachi.
How weird the coward, Tyrone Thompson's hitman against the pain, red, black,
yeah,
and green.
Malachi,
don't dumb
Malachi,
down now.
Let the gentleman speak. Malachi, let the gentleman speak. Let him get his point across, and we'll tear him down. All right? Go ahead.
Right. So, the gentleman said that he loved the Confederate flag. What do you think about that, Joe?
I think the Confederate flag is a symbol of Southern heritage. It did not stand for slavery. I proved that when I debated the black Jesus
Black people
minister.
Fought for
I
the Confederate
him.
Flag as well.
Hang on.
Black
Malachi.
People fought for the Confederate
Malachi,
flag.
Yes, hang on. Malachi, hang on. He's asking me the question. And then, you, of course, you know your line. I don't mute people, but we got to stay in order here, please. You're absolutely right. Black people.
Yeah, you might have to. You might have to mute your black dog there, Joe. You might have to mute your black dog.
He's not my dog. He's my friend. He's not my dog. He's a friend. He's a friend. He's a human being. He's a good
Joe Gibson is my brother. And Talk Real Solutions, Tyrone, you know that Joe Gibson and the Confederate flag is my brother.
All right, listen, the Confederate flag, to answer your question, did not stand for slavery at all. And I debated this with Black Jesus Minister months ago on a radio show. And we had anonymous callers call in and vote who won the debate. I won the debate. I won that debate because I proved the facts. I brought history forward, not Google history, not something off of Yahoo, you know, where that lies. I brought the facts forward. No Confederate officer or soldier ever used that flag in a form to enslave a black man. It, the symbol was adopted by the Ku Klux Klan in the late and early 1960s.
I understand.
You know,
I understand, Joe.
The Civil War, sir.
I understand. So you respect the Confederate flag, correct, Joe, and what it stands for today, in present day, the United States.
No. I'll twist my words around. What it stands for today.
I asked a question. I didn't twist any words. I asked a question. That's a yes or no question. Do you respect what the Confederate flag stands for in present-day U.S. Right now? That's a question, yes or
no, sir?
No.
I do not respect it because and I'm going to answer that question. Let me answer it fully. No, I do not respect it today in present day because its history has been slandered by the international banker media and by minions like Tyrone T-Bone Thompson and Talk Real Stupid, people like that who follow in pursuit, like Black Lives Real Matter, Lives Matters, which is a terrorist organization. They're puppets. They're puppets.
Okay, you answered the question. You answered the question. I understand. So the media gets behind the Confederate flag. Is that what you're saying? And they present it in another way? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They present
the media
it in
does
another
slander.
Way. So
the
what?
Media
what
does.
Media
they
company?
Do.
Let me ask you another question. What media company headquarters has the Confederate flag flying over it?
The media doesn't support the Confederate flag. They slander the Confederate flag and distort the
they
true
slander.
History of the Confederate flag, sir. Yes.
How do they do that? How do they do that?
By the thousands and thousands of media reports stating that the Confederate flag. Tell me, you've asked me a couple questions now. I'm going to consider this, tie this in with the Confederate flag. Tell me, these statues that are being vandalized, that are a part of American history, a part of American culture, do these statues hurt you? Do they jump down off the podium in the middle of the night and start killing black people? I mean, and this is an example that the media
is
reporting.
That's a silly question. That's a silly question. When did those statues get built, Joe? And why? Do you know?
They were built by the Democratic Party and Democratic congressmen and governors.
I don't matter. Democratic Republicans are—they're all white people. It doesn't matter what fucking party they're from. When and why did they get built?
They got built to represent what? History. The historic. They're called historical monuments, are they not?
When did they get built?
No. Answer my question. Are they called historical monuments or not?
Anything could be called a historical monument. When did they get built?
No. I didn't ask you if anything could be called a historic. I asked you, are they called historical monuments? The Confederate monuments, Robert E. Lee, whatnot.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they are called.
It does matter to me.
It doesn't
matter
what they're called. When were they built, sir?
Each monument? I can't tell you that. I wouldn't know.
When were the majority of the monuments built? When were the majority? Well, that information is available out there.
You're paraphrasing now your question. Now I can give you a more widened answer. Okay, I was saying the 1860s and late 1800s and early 1900s.
Well, that is not true. You need to do some more research. That is not true. I will not give you the correct answer. You need to do some more research there, white man, because you are false.
Okay. All right. Why did you say that, white man? Why would you make that sort of comment? Did I call you a black man on this show?
Are you not a white
man?
Are you not a white man?
But you're answering so what, question
what's
with
the problem?
Question.
I called you what you are. What is the problem with that?
Okay,
you are a white man. I'm a black man.
Yeah, okay.
So what is the problem with that?
I'm proud to be the white
man.
Does that make me a racist?
So why did you ask me? Why did I ask you that? You're a white man, right?
Why is it so important? Why is the racial part of me so important to you? Are you like fearful of that? Do you resent it? I mean, why is that so important? We're two human beings having a conversation. Come on, what's so funny? I got you.
It's very important. It's very important that a white man who's touting Confederate flag history doesn't even know the history of these Confederate statues that have been put up. But as usual, a white man will spew. No, you don't. The white man will spew ignorant knowledge out to people out here in the radio land and doesn't even know what the hell is really going on. You are a perfect example of a poor white man who's out here marching like these neo-Nazis for shit they have no knowledge on what the fuck they're marching about. They're lost, you're lost, and you're spewing the same shit to your audience. It's actually pretty sad, sir. And then you have this black bison dog on your phone here who agrees with everything you say because he could talk for 5 minutes. That's kind of ridiculous. I'm going to sit back. Man, I'll sit back and listen.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Oh, Joe, let me handle this because he's been well-perused, and he is the enemy who attacked my family, my children, under Tyrone Thompson's leadership. His name is Howard the Coward. He represents the red, white, and blue. And all of his minions and Renee, they can challenge the Confederate flag, but they throwing their rocks and hiding their hand under the red, white, and blue. Sarge is a cop. Tyrone and this guy is a veteran. They are throwing their rocks at me and you because of our solidarity, and we won't get into a white power or a black power thing. This guy,
can't stand it,
his name,
Malakon. They can't stand it.
Absolutely not.
That's why they broke up the Black Jesus Network, because they couldn't stand that Lady O and all the others that were on there were saying, Joe Gibbs is not a bad guy. You know what? We got a great show here. You know, and they couldn't stand I was bringing knowledge to their program. They couldn't stand
Silence Tyrone's dogs. I want to prove to the FCC.
Can I get one more question?
He wants to ask a question.
Well, hold on. Not yet. I'm going to keep this right here
silence.
Where we are.
Silence, old black dog. Get on
the
porch. The
red,
collar your black dog,
blue.
Gibson. Collar that black dog and put a mother on him, Gibson.
He's not a black dog, but hang on. I got another caller. Hang on. Guys. I got another caller here. He's an elderly man from the state of
Gibson.
Florida. All right. Okay. What's your question, sir?
Damn, I forgot. Go ahead with your next caller.
Okay. Joe, let me stay right there with that
caller
from
Keith. Hang on.
30 seconds. Just
30
seconds.
All right, 30 seconds. Go ahead, Malakon. Go ahead.
Okay. I want everyone, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, old, young, gay, straight, like, look at the FCC communication.
Oh, I remember now, Gibson. I remember now.
Look at the communication.
Let him get 30 seconds,
30 seconds. Look at the FCC communications talking about the Confederate flag. All of the running dogs, the hitmen, the Terminators under the red, white, and blue, they black men from TRS. They are the veterans of the red, white, and blue. The Confederate flag has not threatened the people of the planet Earth, the red, white, and blue. So this running dog for Lyrone Thompson, Renee Treacherous, and the sign of the times in which we live, the Confederate flag never threatened black people like the red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue is the enemy of the red, black, and green, the people's bloodless revolution.
All right, Malakon, before I get to this gentleman's question, I don't mute people. I've kept my word. I don't do that, but we got to keep order. Joe in Sebastian, Florida, go ahead. You're live on the program. Joe is from Sebastian, Florida. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll say good evening to everybody. This time, with Tyrone talking, he talks in circles, okay? So some of what he says is true, but most of it is all a circle. A lot like our individual that's down south, okay? But I would like to say, I don't like the idea of somebody coming onto the net. I'm not talking about anybody right now. I'm talking in general. I've had black friends. I've had black people working for me. And I worked for black people. Some of them were good. Some of them was a fart rain barrel. Okay? Now, all in all, this talking back and forth, I forget what the hell you're talking about when you're talking so damn long, so loud, and so long that I can't remember what you're talking about. Okay? I lose my memory. Okay?
Yeah, Malachon now, has an issue with that.
Yeah.
Let him finish, sir.
Okay,
let him finish,
I want to
sir.
Finish. It's just, dummy up. I want to finish. Michael is going to physical torture. Okay, PT. Now, he's making headway. He's losing weight. I think he's below 150 right now. And that makes me feel good because I am supposed to die before him. I'll put it that way. And, you know, he's a good boy. He's had a lot of jobs, and he's got a lot of knowledge back and forth. And, well, that's all I can say about him. His wife.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Joe, yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying. And, yeah, Mike is a friend. For those of new callers on the line, he's just talking about a friend of the show, a supporter of the program, and a member of Joe's family that, you know, look, there's people out there suffering today, like Joe and Sebastian Flory is trying to say. And, you know, we got to, you know, what about that? You know, we're talking about hate and we're spewing hate. And I think that's what Joe's opinion here is and what he's trying to bring across. And if you've got a point to bring, there's no need to be calling each other names and whatnot. I open the phone lines for everybody to talk. Joe and Sebastian, 30 seconds because I got some other callers I got to get to. But go ahead, Joe.
Okay, basically, yeah, you could sum it up that way, all in all. But, you know, we have a net here, and people want to get riled up and say things that are right and wrong. Now, we also have laws that we have to agree to, okay? When you want to talk about sodomy, you can talk about it in a nice way. That's all I have to say. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe and Sebastian Florida. Hopefully you'll stick around for the remainder of the program. You like it when I mute your number, so I'll mute you. Now, the gentleman said he remembered the question he wants to ask me, so go ahead. Or
yeah.
Ask, Mr. Malachon,
I remember
the
question.
I remember
my question. It's actually a two-parter, you know, and I'm sitting here at home and thinking, you know, you respect Mandela Khan, correct? You let him talk. You respect him. Do you respect Mandela Khan?
Yes, I do. I respect him. Yes, he's a friend of mine. I always respect all my friends. Yes.
I understand. Do you always call your friends by other names?
What do you mean by other names? I don't understand.
Mandela Khan. The children of the corn of 2017.
Your friend's name is John.
John.
I am Malachi.
Excuse me. Can you muzzle your black dog? You see, muzzle your black dog.
No, listen, sir, I don't like to do that to people. I don't like to mute anyone because I don't think that's fair to them. But I will ask Malachon, let the gentleman finish his question. Okay, thank you.
Right.
Go ahead, sir.
There, Malachon. Do you call your friend, say if you had a friend named John, would you call him Josh all the time?
If he wanted me to. I mean, what difference
does that make? People who talk call me drunk, old,
bastard. Malachon, let him finish. Let him finish. Come on, please. Let him finish. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you would have the respect to call John, correct? If it was John, your buddy.
John.
I'm Malachon. Tyrone Thompson,
right.
I am Malachon.
Hang on. If he wants to be called Paul, Peter, John, whoever, what difference does
right.
it make? Who cares?
You know what?
Go
You've
ahead.
Made an excellent point.
There's a certain guy who's on this phone. His name is Norman.
I am not Mandela Khan. He likes to be called Mandela Khan Davis.
He has a couple of Facebooks that are named Mandela Khan Davis. You seem to never call him Mandela Khan. Are you really respecting your friend?
Because he knows that I am Mandela Khan.
Listen. He's corrected me actually a couple times on what to call him. And you know what? Hey, it's my accent. It's the way I talk.
Joe, you are correct. My revolutionary brother, Joe Gibson, your pronunciation is absolutely correct. Joe Gibson,
call him. Sir, what do I call you?
You
can call me Ice Cube.
Tyrone Thompson's hitman.
I'll call you Ice Cube. I know you're one of the
Minions. He hates the Confederate flag. That's
stupid.
Tyrone Thompson's sick'em boy. He's his pit bull. Howard the Coward.
I know he is.
He hates the Confederate flag.
Hang on.
And he's a resident of the red, white, and blue.
All right, Malachi, let me handle this. Trust me, I'm not going to mute anybody, but please, I got to be able to talk to. I got another caller here that just popped up on the screen, 443. But before I do, I understand. Talk Real Stupid has gone to war with me several times over the internet, over the radio, over Facebook, and I know they've threatened me. They said I should light myself on fire.
Pain is with the Confederate flag and Bill Gibson.
All right, time out. I'm just saying, Talk Real Stupid is they're nothing. I know Tyrone Thompson. I know where he lives. I have his address. I have his personal phone number. But that don't mean anything. I've called him, and I said, meet me. Meet me in Greensboro. Let's have a conversation. He's a coward. He doesn't want to meet me. He's scared.
Let's sit down
and have breakfast together. He's a coward. All right? 443.
Just like
go
Howard.
Ahead. 443. 443, go ahead. Live on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Brother Mercy. And what I wanted to say, I don't know what you guys are arguing about when it comes to a nickname. I mean, that's the name you want to be called. I mean, my goodness, I don't get it. I'm trying to understand that. And so
what
if somebody
wants
to be called
his
brother
nickname?
Brother Mercy.
What is
brother
the brother's
Mercy,
nickname?
It's
his
chilling.
Nickname is Mandela Khan. It's not
Malachi.
The word
like
he's doing Mandela
Khan.
So if a white
hang
man
on.
Can't respect
hey, whoa, whoa,
to call
whoa, whoa,
you your
whoa,
right
whoa,
name,
whoa, 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 whoa,
then
whoa,
Brother Mercy,
you
are cool just like Mandela Khan.
What's killing
hey, brother,
this guy?
First of all,
what's killing this guy? Brother Mercy, hang on. What's killing this guy from the racist Talk Real Stupid is that I have black brothers listening
don't
to this
me,
radio
first
network.
Don't tell me, first of all, you goddamn Negro Bison Mercy.
You're a loser,
hey, you know
sir. You're
amazing.
A racist. You're a racist.
Hey, you know
what's
amazing? You never even met me before. But yet you know who I am. You know, that's amazing. That's called
if you on this show lets me know you a coon.
Hey, I know, brother. And I'ma cry about what you're talking about. I'ma cry about it. Yeah, I am. And I'm gonna go home boo hoo. But
call into a real show 7 days a
brother,
week, 365 days
brother,
a week,
brother
Mercy. Call in to
brother,
talk real
really,
solution.
Really.
With our host Tyrone Thompson.
Really, call
into
really
that show, brother.
You, And really, to be honest with you, you're not really my brother because you're talking real stupid. And so that's the name of your show, right? So anyway, I just wanted to say, man, is that whatever name you want to be called, I mean, that's what name you want to be called. And people
he wants
like
to be
call
called Mandela Khan. Why can't that white man call him by Mandela Khan? He doesn't call him by that. So what are you saying, brother? You trying to make a
white
man.
That's why
you are cool.
Yo, give me a correct.
That's why you are cool, brother.
That's why you are cool.
And then the black dog sitting on the porch will be called by any name that white man calls him.
No respect.
Anyway,
he's not going to want no respect for that white man. He wants to be petted and allowed to talk by that goddamn white man. And you, Brother Mercy, are giving him the credit for that. That's why you are cool.
If I'm correct, I heard the brother say on more than one occasion, he's fine about what Joseph is calling him. So I'm trying trying to understand.
He would be fine about that because he's a black dog sitting on a white man's foot.
Hold on, brother. Let me finish. If another brother called me by a name that you don't like, how the hell is that your business? That ain't got to do with you. Hey, look. You need
Are you
to
asking me a question? Are you asking me a question?
It's rhetorical. It's rhetorical. The thing is, it don't need an answer. The thing is, he's not offended by what Joseph is calling him. And if he was offended, he needs to carry that beef, not you. What you his wife?
Let me ask you a question. If your brother
Joe Gibson is calling me, I accept it. I am American.
Let me ask you a question, Mercy.
Let me ask you a question, Mercy.
If you thought that your brother was being mistreated by someone and disrespected by someone continuously, and then he bowed his head and accepted that disrespect, you would turn your back on that and say, well, that's what that brother wants. He wants to be disrespected.
The
I'm
name
just going,
that
I want you to stand up.
Me
I want you to stand up for that brother.
I
your name
God.
Is Mercy. You have mercy on that brother
and
not hold
really
your
be
hand
honest
down
with
and
you.
Raise that brother
well,
up.
Really, to be honest with you, you disrespected me more than Joseph disrespected his brother because you called me a coon. And you never
because
even
you are a coon.
You called me out of my name.
You are
you
a goddamn coon. You called this show. You a coon.
But you're a hypocrite.
You got coon
sympathy. You're a hypocrite. You
no, brother, I'm trying,
me,
to,
bro.
Hey, I'm trying to lead you to the light. You a coon. You got coon tendencies. I'm trying to lead you to the light.
You
don't realize you got
coon
tendencies, bro.
Why you not sticking up? Why are you calling me out of my name, though?
Brother, listen. When
so
you got
you
a brother,
me, brother. Oh, you
gonna, are you gonna let me talk? Are you gonna let me talk?
No. I got the floor.
Let me explain.
Gave me the floor, brother.
Let me explain your coonology. Let me explain your coonology.
I got you. Gave me permission to speak. Mute this brother.
Go ahead and speak, coon. Continue, coon.
My point is this: you gonna try to stick up for this brother, for Joseph, but yet you put me down. That don't even make sense. You insane, dude. You crazy. Because first of all, you need to be across, be the same across the table. You don't need to call me out my name. But you need to first of all not call me out my name before you start defending somebody else. And then the
are
you
done,
you defend, don't even have a problem. I'm not finished. I'll let you know when I'm finished, okay? First of all, you acting like his bitch, okay? Because you up here fighting for the dude, and the dude saying, I'm cool by the way he calls you. So you what, you his wife or something? What, you gay or something? To me, around my neighbor, you gay. If you interfere in another man's business.
Let me know when
you're
done, Cone. Hurry
you
up.
Gay. You gay. So I'm going to call you a faggot. That's what I'm going to call you, since you called me out of my name. You a faggot.
I understand.
And so first of all, no. You don't understand.
I'm
going to
give you a reason why you were cool.
Because
you give
I
me a reason
handle.
Why I'm not. I'm going to give you a reason why you were cool
brother,
as soon as you're done.
Let me finish.
Hurry
mute
up and finish, little nigga.
Mute this brother. Mute this brother. First of all, mind your business. Stay in your lane. The brother say he had no problem. I'm pretty sure he's big enough to defend himself. That's the whole problem. You all concerned about somebody else's business that don't need your help. And I don't need your help either. So the point is, whatever name this brother want to be called, he gonna keep his
Are you done?
Going.
Are you
just
done
like
blocking
keep,
for this white man or not?
I'm not finished.
Hurry up.
This white man.
Hurry up.
This
stop
white
blocking
man,
for
this
white
man.
Man.
This white man has never called me a coon. Never called me a nigga. So as far as I'm concerned, we cool for today. As far as they're concerned, we cool. But man,
and that's
cool.
Why you a coon. That's
fag,
exactly
you
why
a
you a coon.
Because you worried about another man's business and you get fucked in the ass. That's what's going on.
Well, hey, Brother Mercy, I want to give this gentleman the floor for 1 minute and then I want to just explain what his personality is all about and who he is. So everyone understands. But, sir, go ahead. Respond to Brother Mercy. Go ahead. Uninterrupted. Don't interrupt him because everyone gets to close out the show. Remember that. Everyone gets a couple minutes to have their piece at the end of the program. So go ahead, sir. Ice Cube.
I'll say this, and I'll be done with these bisons and coons on your show. And, by the way, a bison is stands for black and skin-only Negroes like Mercy. And I'll say this, he's upset that I called him a coon. That's fine, but he put his coon tendencies on show for everybody to hear right just a couple of minutes ago. He's blocking for a white man, and that's fine. I only ask if you respect Mandela Khan and he's your friend, then you should call him Mandela Khan if he means that much to you. But here we have some lonely black man press one and start blocking for an excuse for the white man not to respect another black man. And Mr. Mercy, I will never call you brother. Mercy, that's the reason why I called you a goddamn coon.
When do you
now look in the mirror.
When do you broadcast on Blog Talk, sir?
Let me
when do you broadcast?
Minute.
Well, hang on. You said,
like
you
I said
call
TRS, call Mercy, if you want to talk in a real way. Now, you over here with
you
this white
we,
man and you're
well,
blocking
you said
for
we can call
him.
Into
you
your
a goddamn
show.
Coon.
You said,
and you have allowed for an old senior citizen to be over here. You know all he want to do is talk. And this man could call him any fucking thing he want to, do any fucking thing to him that he can, because this silly-ass motherfucker just want 5 or 6 minutes to talk about an organization that doesn't exist. Motherfucker, you should stand
sir,
up as a black man
sir.
And be stronger than that. Mercy.
You got your minute. You got your minute. Now, I'll give you another one if you'd answer my damn question. You say we can call into your show, but how come every time I call into your show, you hang up on me and just slander me and never
I
give
didn't.
Me a chance? Well, hang on. Hang on.
We didn't
I
say
let
you.
Speak. I let you speak, sir. Can I finish? Can I finish, sir? Please. Listen, I call into your show and you just hang up on me because you're so damn scared that I may get the best of you in front of your own audience. That's what you're afraid of. So when do you broadcast so I can call in? Go ahead, announce your show, sir, right here so everyone can call in next time you broadcast.
Yeah. I'll say that again. That invitation goes out to Mercy and Mercy only. If you want to come and talk and deal on real black issues, you might want to come over there, Mercy, and learn.
That's right. You don't want Joseph Gibson on your show. You don't want Joseph Gibson on your show because I've done it already. I've shut down your show before, and you know it. And you know it, and you can't have me because I'm smarter than you, sir. I'm more intelligent than you. I know how to talk better than you. And I brought your listeners over to my show. And you can't stand that. And when I infiltrated your network and I had my own show on your network, you ran away like a
Mercy,
bitch. And the only thing all right?
Bring your coon ass over, Mercy, 7 days a week. Bring your coon ass on over to TRS. Get some real black knowledge and stop blocking for this goddamn white man.
We're black and green and Mandela Khan and Bang be there.
Why am I a white man? Why am I a white man?
Hey, Joseph, wait a minute, hold on. Can you tell his brother to stop saying my name? Because, man, I don't like a man calling out my name that much.
Go ahead. Brother Mercy, don't. This guy, he could never debate you. He could never do it. He could, trust me, he's so inintelligent, so lost, so hateful. He has so much hate in his heart.
Did he say inintelligent? Did a man trying to question someone's intelligence say a word like inintelligent?
You're so inintelligent. That's right. Is that the best you can do is laugh? Sir. Your intelligence is so inbred, it's funny. It's funny.
Oh, shit. Now a white man
that's
calling
right.
me
you
an inbred.
Inbred.
A white man calling me an inbred.
That's right. A white man. Hey. Society is tired of you, folks. Society is tired of you, sir. Society is tired of you.
I'm going to go on mute, man. Sir. I got to laugh. I got to go on mute. I'll put myself on mute.
You better go on mute. Yeah, go on mute if you want to. I won't mute you. Because you know what? Talk real stupid doesn't – you know what? You're losing listeners. That's why you're coming over here. You're trying to draw listeners from my show because I have thousands of listeners that archive my show. I have over 50 callers on the line right now, and you have lost listeners. And that is a fact. You lost. Talk real stupid. Go to their chat room, folks. You'll see 4 people in their chat room. Tops, okay? You won't see dozens like mine. You won't go to their call line. You can get through always because they have nobody listening. They go on their Facebook page. Matter of fact, they can't even broadcast on Facebook because they're so stupid. All right? T-Bone Thompson is a veteran who was dishonorably discharged because he was shooting dogs, okay, over in the Middle East. T-Bone Thompson, I know where you live. All right? I broadcasted your address, and you got upset and got scared. Okay? You're a coward, T-Bone Thompson. You're a coward. I challenged to meet you and talk to you in Greensboro, North Carolina. I gave you my personal phone number. I'm going to give it to you again. 336-419-7236. Now, I already have your phone number, T-Bone Thompson. Okay? Talk to me like a man. What? Do you want to have like Mayweather and McGregor? You want to do one of those bouts? You want to go to Gold's Gym? You want to step into the ring with me? Come on, T-Bone. Come on, T-Bone. I challenge you any day of the week. You're a coward. You're a phony. You're a black racist. You're a black racist. And people in society are sick and tired of you. Stop feeding off the poor and the weak and start leading people to something important. We have a new world order to fight. We got to fight the new world order. Instead, you're still wanting to fight the 1860s war. You still want to fight against the white man. It's over. It's over. You're free. You're free, T-Bone. Get off your ass and go to work like every other American. You're free, you dumbass. Go ahead, private caller. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say this has just been hilarious. It's been funny. I've listened to Tyrone's show, and what you just said, oh, man, I have to say that's not true, man. Tyrone was honorably discharged after, you know, he retired from the military, so he didn't get kicked out, man. I mean, that's not true. You shouldn't say things like that. That's slander.
I believe I'm right, sir. I'm sorry.
No, I do believe I'm right.
If I'm wrong, I apologize.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Based on your word, sir, I'm wrong.
Okay, yeah. Let me give a shout out to Howard, man. Yeah, Howard, you were doing an outstanding job. That's fine, man. And Mandelicon, you're still going ahead and talking crap, man. That's crazy, man. That's really, really nuts.
Mandelicon is doing the right thing, brother.
He's talking in circles. No, he's not.
He's a good man. Mm-mm. He's a friend of mine. And you know what? Everyone has a right to their
opinion. Did he just say Mandelicon about two or three times after that issue was brought up? Wow.
Hey, Howard, Mandelicon is a schizophrenic.
He is. But did you notice his white man? Hey, he said Mandelicon twice.
But hang on.
Mercy, did you hear that? You really just funny.
Hey, listen. You know what you are? You know, you're calling names, and I don't want to stoop down to your level.
I don't really give a goddamn. Hang up the phone on me, dude. Wait, hold on. Hang up the phone on me right now,
you coward.
Hang up the motherfucking phone, dude. I don't give a fuck. You slander Tyrone. You put out information. You lie on people. You won't call a black man by his name. You got a porch monkey up there with you, want to talk about the pain, and then you got this bitch-ass Mercy want to come on and block for you.
Listen, cool, man.
Oh, did you say
Spear
Chucker?
Listen.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's right.
Oh, good.
Let it go. Hold on, Spear Chucker, man. What's with that, man? Yeah.
Why don't you meet me face to face?
Hey, but you didn't have to say that, man. You didn't have to say that. That wasn't cool, man. What the hell is wrong with you?
Hey, Joseph,
right.
He's not going to meet
okay
you face
for
to face.
Him to call racial. It's okay for him to make racial remarks, but not me? No, go ahead.
Oh, wait.
He was talking to that other black man,
but you the white man saying stuff to us. That ain't the same shit, man.
Oh, the white man can't insult a black man? Is that what you're saying? No, my friends don't agree with you. You know what you are? You're a loser, and they agree that you're losers. You know? You are in the corner, sir. Yeah, you're blocked, so, you're boxed in,
Rick,
and you're lashing out.
Don't you get out of your friend to come tell me that.
You're drowning underwater right now. You're drowning, and you're fighting.
Get all your friends to come tell me that. I don't hear all your friends on this line.
Well, let's go. Let's meet in person.
Hey, Joseph, I ain't
really
let homo go to the military.
Oh, that's just taking a little too far, man. You can't beat me with words. You can't beat me with nothing else. So just leave it alone.
Why don't you meet me in person?
Hang on, Brother Mercy, that's an awesome question.
Lord
I want to get back to that.
Lord of Mercy. That's like a reggae thing there, man, ain't it?
Why are you making fun of Brother Mercy? He's done nothing to disrespect you, sir, but you're attacking him automatically right now. Why? Why? Because you're following the train. You're riding on the train. You're a follower, not a leader, sir. Okay? Why don't you meet me in Greensboro, North Carolina, okay, and let's talk this out. Let's talk. Why? Listen, you're so tough. You're so bad. Come
Joseph,
on.
Let me stop right there. Joseph, let me stop.
Wait, hold on. What is that
guy
doing, man?
Is inviting you for a fight?
He's not
going to
meet you, Joseph.
Is he inviting you to a fight?
Me to Howard, he's inviting me to fight him. Wow.
He's inviting you to fight?
No, I am not.
Wait a minute. Here's the word, Trey. I thought he was inintelligent. That motherfucker said you were inintelligent.
You are inbred. Yes, you are.
Hey, Mercy, if you can't talk to a real black man or talk to Mercy, shut your goddamn mouth. Shut your motherfucking mouth when we are real black men are talking, boy.
Hey,
Mute this guy. He's muted. I muted him.
Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy, go ahead. Talk to this guy and I want to mute him. Go ahead. Talk to him.
Hey, Joseph.
Give him some knowledge, brother. Give him some knowledge.
You know what, brother? It's real easy to talk big and strong on the phone, bro. You don't want to meet Joseph because you're not a real man. And I want to be there because I want you to call me a bitch to my face. That's really what I want you to do so I can show you how much of a man I am, yo. So just keep faking with me. You can fake with the phone all you want to. But once you meet in person, dude, you faggot ass.
Really, because of some words, you guys can't defend yourself against words. You got to go ahead and throw blows. I mean, this shows real men.
No, brother.
You can't defend your words. So automatically, we got to go fight. Hey, does that really make sense?
It doesn't. It's childish.
Time out, please.
I never said I wanted to fight you. I said, let's meet.
Well, what the fuck you need to meet me for? What the hell? We're talking now. You don't need to meet me.
Of the People's Revolution.
Because if
you
say things
over
telephone, then it would be face-to-face.
You know what, Brother Chef? When you take
a
hill...
Hang up, Howard. I'm enjoying this, Howard. This is fun. Go ahead, Howard. You better not hang up, or I'm coming to your house.
That's right. The stupid wouldn't even entertain these talkers. They're cowards with that boring Renee.
When you take the hood...
A black man was crucified by a white man. By a 6 o'clock in Detroit, a white man crucified a white police officer at that boring Renee. That's what I call her. You know, why don't you talk real stupid? It's so stupid. I mean, why don't you bring the facts and challenge real thoughts, real logic, and real ideas
right.
and bring them to the table and talk real solutions?
Right.
Why don't you back up your title? Because
right.
You know what?
Let me answer that. You know, and I'll answer it like this. When you take the white hood off of a coon Negro like Mercy, what he resorts to automatically, because he's probably embarrassed that he's been barking for the white man for all his life, he wants to fight. Instead of being a real human being and saying, brother, I may need help. Help me, show me the way.
He want to fight. He want to scratch
the welcome. Welcome, I am the universe to the chat room. I am the universe. Welcome to the chat room. Thank you. Thank you for watching.
You called me a bitch. You called me a bitch, dude. That's why I said let's talk face to face.
Can I talk?
Unmuted. Another caller. Come on. Bring in another unmuted caller to the phone. Go ahead. Is this another chat room?
And you know what? If someone said I said the word nigger, hey, listen. Come on. Black call niggers.
All right, I had to mute that. That's talk real stupid in there. They edited my voice, guys.
Mercy,
hey,
is that what
you're
standing behind, Mercy?
Hey,
is that that's why you were calling Mercy? Because you standing behind a white man like that.
Hey, I'm
listen to this. Listen.
Why are you saying my name, man? You sound real gay, yo. I get tired of men saying my
call
name,
for
yo.
Help. Call for help, Mercy. You got
you,
you. Call
Mercy.
For help.
Brother
you
Mercy,
on the porch barking with his white man. Call for help, boy.
Hey, guys. Listen, we're going to wrap up the show soon. Listen, I want everyone to have a couple minutes to say what
hey,
they got to say.
What you doing over here with these goddamn coons, yeah? What the hell are you doing over here?
What the hell are you doing over here? I was trying to do something else about setting up my show, and I just happened to see Joe Gibson. And so I was like, okay, well, let me go ahead and see what that's like. This is my first time ever listening to it, and this is fucking hilarious, man. Now, what the fuck
it
you
is hilarious.
And you're hilarious,
hey, I came
too,
here to have
on.
A good motherfucking time and make this white man day.
Well, you should have called me and let me know, man. Shit, this is funny.
No, okay.
Guys, you want 2 minutes to wrap up the program? Then shut your mouth right now, okay? Please.
Wow.
I'm asking you nicely, all right? All right. You want me to mute you? That's fine. Brother Malachi, you get 2 minutes. Wrap up the program, and we'll go down the line.
Yeah, go ahead, Malachi.
2 minutes.
Malachi.
Well,
who
the fuck is
Malachi?
My brother of the People's Revolution. Are you there?
Oh, the sellout.
Shut up. Do not interrupt him. Everyone gets 2 minutes uninterrupted. Okay? Go ahead, Malachi. Go ahead.
Let the Terminators of the red, white, and blue who want to throw their rocks and hide their hands under.
I'll holler at you, Chef.
Yeah, you
don't
want your 2 minutes, you faggot.
Let them go first. Mercy, get that white man dick out your mouth, man, and stand up as a black man.
Hey, black man, since you call me a white man, hey, black man, why don't you be a man instead of being just black? How about that? You got that? Yeah. All right, you coward,
okay.
You better hang up.
Okay.
All right, Brother Mercy, go ahead, Brother Mercy.
Okay.
The floor is yours. I'm sorry. Malcon, 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. In the archives of the times in which we live, you've seen a counterinsurgency based on the brand. Tyrone Thompson's good God, man, look at your brand. You've sent your jackals and hyenas and Chef Rob Chicago, a cook, a veteran, and this guy Howard who attacked the Confederacy. You're throwing your rocks and hiding your hand of the red, white, and blue. And I caught your ass. At the right place, at the right time, in the right season, at the right for the right reason. The red, black, and green bloodless revolution speaks to black and white people, and we don't give a damn if you're gray, straight, or light. We got your ass because the Confederate flag does not slaughter black people on the planet like the red, white, and blue. And all these jackals, hyenas, these beasts, these gargoyles going against my brother, Joe Gibson. That is appalling, offensive, and reprehensible, says the Pan-African Intelligence Network. Malachi, the children of the corn. And I want all you old black gay state alike, look at how the children are to take control of Mother Earth today.
in 2017. I don't care if they're Mexican, Puerto Rican, black, white, gay, straight or light, Malachi. So I don't give a damn who don't say my name. I know people in TRS has called me old, this guy that just got off. I'm in the projects. Yes, I am. I'm in the projects. I'm in the barrio, the ghetto of America. But no network of communication has disrespected the freedom, justice, and total independence of the Pan-African Intelligence Network of the Red, Black, and Green, other than Tyrone Thompson, the switch hitter, the same-sex promoter, him who is a dick whisperer and a switch hitter, and the women who support Fast Jesus Minister, Black Jesus Minister, they are dick demons. Renee Black, y'all following the patriarch of the Masonic order.
I'm allowing this tonight. I'm allowing this. Hey, Malachon, I'm allowing this. I want it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Be vulgar as
okay.
much as you can, brother. Go ahead.
I'm the son of the matriarch, and I told y'all that the creator is the African in all women, brown, red, yellow, and white, even if she a crack mother, prostitute, or stripper. She's the creator. So I don't care what you feel, believe, or think, or your opinions. The Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue flag is not a symbol, a rally point, to bring us into live and let live in one love, and that is the red, black, and green. The people's bloodless
right,
revolution
Malachon,
in 2017.
I got to get to Brother Mercy. I got to get to Brother Mercy, Malachon. I want to thank you. Brother Mercy, go ahead. The floor is yours for 2 minutes.
Brother Mercy,
I know you've got something to say, my Brother Mercy. Go ahead.
Brother Mercy, I'm going to beat back Tyrone Thompson's minions and rascals. If they fuck with you in the signs and the times in which we live. Brother Mercy's right. And he has the book. And he loved the book. He loved religion. He loved
all
God.
Right,
he loved the women.
Mandalakon, give him the floor. We're running out of time, please. Give Brother Mercy the floor. Brother Mercy, go ahead.
Yeah, all I got to say is every band need to handle their own business. I appreciate with the red, green, and, oh, my brother, Mandalakon. Yeah, whatever you're talking about, I'm with it. So anyway, I'm trying to get with it. The red, black, and green, brother. Anyway, I got to say this to this dude over here. I wouldn't have said nothing to him if he ain't called me a coon. Then he called me a bitch. So I'm like, I just want to see you. Brian called me that to my face. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to resort to violence. I just want to see you. A man could call another man a bitch on the phone as long as I don't know where you live at. You can talk that shit. But, you know, but all I'm saying is let's meet face to face so I can see what you – I can hear because, see, my head is not good. I want to hear what you're saying face to face. So, and see, a real man, somebody that's not a faggot, wouldn't mind meeting another man and talking. That's what real men do. They meet face-to-face over dinner. That's what Joseph's trying to do with you. He's trying to meet face-to-face and have dinner. That's what our ancestors did. They met the enemy face-to-face. They met the presidents, like Martin Luther King. He met the presidents and governors face-to-face. Didn't mind sitting down with him and talking to him face-to-face. That's what you do, and have intelligent conversations so you can make peace. But to see a brother like you that's so ignorant, it's so hard to make peace with you because you want to stay on this phone and run your mouth, and you don't want to meet face-to-face so we can dialogue, have real dialogue. Because what you tell a man to his face is very difficult to do, especially if you don't know what's in his pocket. So all I got to say is this. Not a real man, dude, and really you probably were discharged from the military because you probably is a faggot. And I say that because a real man, especially a real soldier that served your country, you shouldn't mind meeting another man face-to-face and expressing your views. You know, that's all I'm saying. And what I'm saying is this. Walk in peace, brothers. That's what I'm trying to do. Walk in peace. Let's walk in peace with each other. But all I'm saying is let's stop all with the name-calling. And if this brother's okay with whatever name Joseph is calling him, to me, they not beefing. So you need to mind your business and stay over there, yo. That's the problem with the Vietnam War. America involved in other people's business. See, I hate that shit. Mind your business. If somebody say I sent my way to you, you handle that. Now, Brother Mercy, you know, called you out your name, and all you going to do, I mean, you call my name first, then I say something back. Now, all you going to do is keep saying my name. That's gay, man. That's gay. Stop saying my name, okay? That's faggot. You saying my name more than my woman. You a faggot, yo. Stop saying my name. So I'm done.
All right, Brother Mercy, thank you so much. And you know we're friends. Come on. We're friends. And friends, nothing can come between friends, especially hate. And I saw these callers. They ran away. because they can't give last words. And that's what I do on this program, folks. The people that were on the panel tonight, I give them last words to speak, to say what's on their mind, to talk about anything that they want to talk about and say, hey, this is what I thought of the show. And that's what it's all about, you know. And Brother Murphy is so right. I'm not afraid of these black racists. Meet me. Let's face-to-face talk. And Brother Murphy is so right. You don't know what's in that man's pocket. You ain't going to say, you bitch, mother effer. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that face-to-face because guess what? That's for real. We're going to sit down and talk, and we're going to hash this out. Or we're going to walk away like men, or we're going to fight. Whatever way you want to go, I don't care. You better read my book, friends. You better know where my background comes from. I didn't spend 9 years in the toughest supermax prison to come out here and say, I'm scared of this guy. I'm scared of TRS. No, okay? You better read my book, Behind the Walls, by Joe Hodnett. And listen, I'm not trying to act like I'm tough either, because you know anybody could be got, anybody could be taken down, anybody could be suckered. All I'm saying is we have issues to talk about. Let's talk about them face to face, like men. These people are insulting us. This Talk Real Stupid comes on this program and they start insulting Brother Murphy, Mendelicon, saying, man, you're calling him Malachi. Wow, why, you know. Well, you're all from the same area I'm in. That's why I opened up the invitation. When I did research and I looked up T-Bone, Tyrone Thompson, that's his real name. Richard Thompson, that's his real name. All right. Not Tyrone Thompson, Richard Thompson. And I said, wow, this guy's only like 60 miles from me. You know, I got his phone number, I got his address, and I said, wow, this other guy here, he's only like 40 miles from me. I was like, hey, come on, let's meet. I mean, and these are people that are saying I should kill myself, that they're going to come get me. I better watch out. I already, and real quick, not to take up too much time, remember, I live down a big, long dirt road, 2.5 miles long. If you can get over the two fences and face off with the two German shepherds and get through the front door, I'll be standing on the other side with Big Bertha. And Bertha is my friend from Afghanistan, okay? And it's called AK-47, all right? So don't mess with me. Don't come and try to hurt me or my family. It won't work, okay? And North Carolina has a very, very, very strict law and a very strong stand-your-ground law. So I'm not about that, and nor did I ever challenge anybody tonight to violence. I challenged people to talk. I'll even buy dinner. What's up? Let's meet at the Olive Garden. Let's meet at Longhorn. What's up? Oh, you want black food? We'll go eat it. Whatever. Whatever you want to eat. Come on. Let's talk, and I want to invite Brother Mercy and Mendelicon with me, and let's sit down and talk. What it is these people cannot stand that I'm bringing a voice to the radio that understands the times in which we live in today. And Brother Mercy, I love you. You are my brother. Oh, my God, you are my brother. Mendelicon, you are my brother. And everyone else here, you know, you guys are awesome. I love you. And if you're ever in trouble, you got a friend in the corner right here with me. And I can't wait, Brother Murphy, again, to change subjects for the sports show next week. We got to do this together. I got your number. I'm going to call you offline next week sometime, and we're going to have a great time. And that's what friends are about. These people want to divide people. T-Bone Thompson, he's so filled with hate, you know, and anxiousness. It's disgusting. We got to stop this, man. We got to stop this. We can only try to educate them. But sometimes when education don't work, Mendelicon, what do? This peaceful revolution, it ain't going to be peaceful. We got to stomp these guys into the ground. It's the only way it's going to work. I mean, they don't see education. They don't see discussion. I don't know what to do. But we're going to continue this discussion on Thursday. We'll bring it back. Brother Murphy, I want you to be my co-host. I want you to be a part of this program. Mandela Khan, I know you're always here. And Brother Mercy, of course, I need you on my sports show. Don't forget that, please. I need you. I got no one else for a co-host. I need your help. But anyway, hey, I love you guys. I love everybody out there. Hey, even these hateful bastards out there, you know what? Maybe they just need a little love in their heart. Maybe they need something. They need a higher power. Who knows? Maybe they need Brother Mandela Khan to teach them. I don't know. But anyone who's threatening his family is threatening my family. Anyone who puts down Brother Mercy is putting me down. And I want everyone to know that on record right now. It ain't about white, black. It ain't about yellow, green. I don't care. It's about us as a people and a human race and a people that needs to stick together and fight against this evil new world order that is dividing and conquering all people. I'm going to go ahead and wrap the show, guys. I love you. Thank you for listening to my ending. I love you. Brother Mercy, God bless. And Mandela Khan, take care of yourself. Thank you for chipping in tonight. You're great. You're awesome. You guys are awesome. I'm ending the episode, okay? Good night.